Good morning. I was asked if I was going to speak in Spanish. I was going to preach in Spanish. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach in Spanish, because if I preach in Spanish, it's not going to be good, right? But I won't promise you that I won't say one or two words in Spanish. But I hope this message that we're going to see through the Bible can encourage us to keep on in the life that we have as Christians. The topic that I have gotten to speak to you this morning is the joy of being a Christian. And the reason I'm going to speak about the joy of being a Christian is not to let you know to be that Christian that lives a life of rejoice, but to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. I love Grapevine, brethren, here, the Grapevine Church of Christ. One of the things that I remember when I came in the first Sunday is that Brother Gonzalo, actually, he asked me, I hope we're not overwhelming you. And I was, no, this is great. The church is supposed to be like this. A church that shows the love for God, and it shows it in their life, the way they are rejoiced in their life, that joy that they have in their life. So this morning, I want to talk to you about what the Bible tells us in regards of this. And I know we have visitors, and I want to let you know that you are welcome, and we hope that you keep coming to the church, and we encourage you to keep learning more and more the Word of God, because He is the only one that can change your life forever, and this is for good and not for bad. I want to thank the elders for this opportunity that it was given me to give you this lesson this morning. I want to thank them for the hour and a half they gave me to speak. Everybody's like, okay, bye. No, I want to thank them for this opportunity, for this privilege. I want to thank them for this great ministry that Grapevine is having, not only here, but in different parts of other sides of the world, and also of this great ministry that they're working to start in this community, in the Spanish area. I actually read a quote that says, joy does not consist in doing things we like, but we like the things we should do. And this is something that we should keep always in our minds, that joy does not consist in doing the things we like. But the real joy comes when we do the things we should do. And that's one of the things that the Apostle Paul teaches us in the book of Philippians, the letter of Philippians, when he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And one of the things that I want to explain before we go to this message is that the letter of the Philippians, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote it, he was in prison. But he was grateful for that. He was grateful for being in prison, for serving the Lord, for doing the Lord's work. So he writes to this church to encourage them to think the same way he thinks, because that's the way that our God wants us to live our lives. To be happy, to be grateful in any circumstances, because that's what the passage says. Rejoice in the Lord, and the word always. We need to remember that. And I'm going to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. And to keep doing what you're doing, not only this time, but always. Always. Going to Philippians, in Philippians chapter 1, we can see that the Apostle Paul speaks about the joy of evangelism and facing death. In chapter 1, verse 21 says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And then we go to chapter 2, where he explains the joy in humbly serving the Lord, and humbly serving the brotherhood. In chapter 2, verse 3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. In chapter 3, we see the Apostle Paul explains the joy in suffering and in our citizenship in heaven. So we see here in chapter 3, verse 20, that the Apostle Paul writes, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And then we go to chapter 4. And in chapter 4, the Apostle Paul explains the joy in anxiety and scarcity. We need to remind ourselves about this joy that he's speaking about this rejoice that we need to have in our lives. The Apostle Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And then he keeps explaining in verse 5 and 6. This is what's going to happen when you rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He says, this is what's going to happen. "Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." I've spoken to several of you here, and I've known that several of you are gone through different kind of suffering in your life in regards of health, loss, but still you're going forward and you are always with a smile on your face, and you're always greeting others, and you're always encouraging others. And that's what I want to encourage you to keep on doing always. For those that are visiting us, for those that are not members of the body of Christ, there's a beginning for this. And the beginning for this is that God, John 3:16, loved us so much that he gave his begotten son for us. That's the love of God. Everything starts there. And even though we go back all the way to Genesis chapter 3, sin comes into the world, but God doesn't leave us by ourselves. Verse 15, he says, "I'm going to give you something that's going to help you." There's a seed, and that seed is going to come, and he will die for you, and that's Jesus Christ. So when we start knowing this, as Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, we start obtaining in our mind that faith that we need to believe that Christ is the Son of God and he died for our sins. And that same thing will help us to want to change our lives. And that's when we are going to actually and really know the real joy that is in Jesus Christ. And we're going to see back and we're going to say, "I thought I was happy, but now I understand what happiness really means." And that it's only through Christ. And that's God's purpose. I wrote some of the things that can help us to remember this joy that we have in our lives. This joy that we have in our lives, well, we see it in youth. One may rejoice for the brightness and prospect of life beckoning to the future. In age, one may rejoice for how long our life has been extended. In health, one may rejoice for the greatest of physical blessings. In illness, one may rejoice for wise physicians and nurses and tender concern of loved ones. In wealth, one may rejoice for having been made the steward of such large account. In poverty, one may rejoice for our Lord Jesus, who though he was rich, became poor, that he might make many riches. John chapter 14, verse 2 says that Christ himself went to prepare a place for us in heaven. And that's the riches that we have to have and keep in our minds. We also can see that in the event of great loss, one may rejoice for blessings that God is yet permitted us to retain. And in death itself, the Christian can rejoice for the hope of eternal life. So like the Apostle Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And I'm speaking of the members here of Grapevine. We need more members of the body that can show the world and show each other that no matter what happens in our life, we will rejoice in Jesus Christ. I have like an hour to go, so. At all times, brethren and friends, and in all places, and in all circumstances, and in all situations, the Christian will rejoice, and the Christian will thank God, and will thank Jesus, our Lord. And we will thank for the Father who gave him. And we will thank for the life he lived, the death he died, and his resurrection from the dead. And I'm speaking about Jesus Christ. We will thank him for the everlasting gospel which he gave for us to receive. And those are the good news. That Christ loved us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and on. That he didn't stay being as God, but he made a decision. He came to this world and he became a servant. And he loved his Father all the way to obey him to go to that cross and died for you and for me. And the joy that we have is that now we can go back to our Father through Jesus Christ. Each one of us need to meditate in this. And when we keep meditating in this, this will keep us to continue doing what we're doing. And this will keep us to continue helping not only ourselves, but most of all, helping others to come to Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. I want to read one passage that I want to keep. I want you to keep this in mind. And this is from Job chapter 1, verse 21. Even though a lot of things happened to Job, he lost his material things. He lost his children. He lost his health. His wife told him to die. But even though all these things happened, this was his thinking. Job chapter 1, verse 21. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." And this is the great part of this verse. "Blessed be the name of the Lord." I want to thank God for this opportunity and this privilege. And I want to thank you for this opportunity. I hope that the word that was presented to you this morning can encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. And always be joyful for being a Christian, no matter what happens in your life. Always keep that smile. I love you, brethren. Always keep that smile. always keep that energy to help others. And this will teach others that they don't know God, that they don't know Christ, that the real joy is to be a Christian, to obey the gospel, to be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, and to be put in His hands. Blessed is God that is in heaven.